This is McDonald Max Basketball. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
Go Max! WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening and welcome to Ladysmith High School, beautiful Ladysmith, Wisconsin, up in the Northwoods. A gorgeous drive up here tonight. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Mark Maloney, here on WOGO Sports, WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, live streaming and podcast at WOGO.com. Non-conference action tonight. The host, the Lumberjills of Ladysmith, out of the heart of the North Conference against your McDonald Central Lady Macs. McDonald, of course, the Western Cloverbelt Conference. They are sitting at 8-3 on the year and tied for first with Cadott, a 6-0 record in conference play for Don Cooper's Lady Macs. On the other side, the Lumberjills are in a three-way tie for third right now in the heart of the North, but only one conference loss, so they are rapidly chasing down the leaders in the conference. They are 4-1 in conference, 5-3 overall. And Mark Maloney, this should be, as we see the McDonald Lady Macs taking the floor, this should be a solid test for McDonald. That's why they schedule it.
Yes, and you know, I like you mentioned it, how Coach Cooper and Alexis Lander, the AD, kind of schedule, and along with Adam, with Schilling, with the boys, you know, they like scheduling some tough games to get these girls prepared all year for conference play, and then again later on into the playoffs. It's just going to make these girls very, very ready for a playoff. So, and you commented, it is a beautiful drive up here tonight with that full moon. Oh my goodness.
Well, and seeing the snow on the evergreen yes. trees and all of that, there's nothing like northern Wisconsin and the Northwoods of Wisconsin. So it was a fun drive.
Yes,
it really was.
It was. I enjoyed it. I'm getting kind of not liking cold weather anymore, but I love that winter drive with that full moon and the snow out there. It is beautiful.
As long as the seat heaters are working in the station
yes.
car, I'm good. So McDonald comes into this game fresh off a win on Thursday night. Ladysmith also won on Thursday night. We'll get you that score here. But McDonald, a 53-45 victory over Eau Claire Regis. Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser was the opponent for Ladysmith. And Ladysmith, really a strong game there right here on this floor on Thursday evening, an 18-point win, 66-48. But in that game where McDonald won 53-45 against Regis, we had that game together. You were there for the second half after reffing earlier, and so in the first half, and I think maybe you were tuning in, the first half, McDonald built a 10-point lead, saw it fall away. Regis was leading by three at the break. In the second half, the Ramblers didn't make things easy for McDonald, but the girls really started tightening the screws down defensively, as they're wont to do, and did just enough offensively to be able to pull away in that one.
Yes, that was a great game, and again, it was a very, very physical game in the second half. And the girls kind of came through, so that was nice to see. And the shooting kind of came on there in the second half also, so that was very nice to see. But what a great game that was. And it was, like I said, it was, again, it's a good test to play those physical games where you know, now you're going to test a little bit of the heart of the girls to see if they're going to back down when things get rough or if they're going to, you know, step up to the plate. And that's exactly what these girls did tonight, was step up to the plate.
And again, Coach Cooper was effusive in his compliments for Coach Teddy Joseph Regis, and he said he had them ready. He had them ready for what we wanted to do, and they executed their game plan. And again, Regis doesn't have a great record in conference, but they're a younger team. They're an up-and-coming team, and they've got some really nice pieces there too. So McDonald's going to get to play them again, and it's not going to be easy the second time either.
No, because that'll be down on Regis's court. So, you know, and again, that McDonald-Regis rivalry is very, very long history there. And like I said, the girls like playing that competitiveness and against those two schools. And, you know, at the end of the night, they shake hands and say, see you next time.
in that game, too. And I think what's really impressive about a game with that much defensive intensity, McDonald only turned the ball over six times.
Yes.
And if you can be low single-digit turnovers, pretty much any coach is going to be happy with that.
Oh, exactly. You know, we talk about that all the time, you and I, about, you know, points of the game and, you know, how to come out with a win. And limiting the turnovers is key in every basketball game.
In that game, McDonald had 15 assists on 21 made field goals, 13 steals, and 6 blocked shots. They had 29 rebounds in the game, a little below their season average of 34 rebounds. But just looking at that for a moment, the 6 blocked shots, two players in particular stand out to me this year, and it's something that we've seen McDonald take the ball away a lot. They take the ball away, again, multiple girls on this team are averaging 3 and 4 steals a game, and then if you're Emily Cooper, you're averaging almost 5 steals per game. But blocking shots, Aubrey Dorn and Marley Hughes have been phenomenal so far this season at blocking shots. And then we even saw Emily Cooper with a big block at the end of the game as well.
Yes, you know, and again, Aubrey Dorn is just coming on. She's a valuable asset to this team. She's a great athlete, great volleyball player, great basketball player. She can do everything, and she's quick. And she's the big girl out there on that 1-3-1 zone press. And she's something to get by out there because she's a big girl.
And Aubrey, again, with the injury at the beginning of the season, missed some of the early action. When you look at McDonald's 3 losses, 2 of those losses, one was to Hudson, who last I knew was in the top 10 of the state at Division I. McDonald's
yes.
in the lowest division. But if you had Aubrey there, I think you would have had a good shot in that game. A good shot
yeah.
in that game. Probably would have won the next game that they lost by a point to Wausau Newman Catholic if you had Aubrey. Again, just kind of figuring. But Aubrey has taken that late start, and she's come on so strong. 3 games in a row with 17 points. She's now the leading scorer for McDonald, and they have 3 girls all averaging over 12 points per game.
Yes. And again, you know, I had made the comment, too, about all the assists between Emily Cooper and Aubrey Dorn. They're just phenomenal players, and Marley Hughes. They know where Aubrey's going to be, and Aubrey knows exactly what to do once she gets that basketball down low.
Well, in that last game, again, just recapping McDonald's 53-45 win over Regis. We had it for you here on WOGO, so the podcast available at WOGO.com. Not the greatest shooting game, even on their home floor. 3 of 17 from 3, 18%, and just 50% from the foul line. I know Coach Cooper wants to see that percentage up. They were 37% from the field, 21 of 57. 6 players scored in their previous game against Luck, 79-13. Again, maybe not the quality of opponent that you saw against Regis, but 11 different Lady Macs scored. Emily Cooper led the way with 18 points. She was 6 of 8 from the line, 7 assists, 4 rebounds, and 6 steals. Aubrey Dorn with 17-9, plus 2 block shots. Marley Hughes, the stat sheet stuffer, 12 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, and 2 steals. So that was the last game. On to tonight, McDonald and Ladysmith. Caleb and Mark with you on WOGO Sports. Let's take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with our interviews with both head coaches, starting with head coach Joel Clark of the Ladysmith Lumberjills. This is Lady Macs Basketball on WOGO Sports, live from Ladysmith. Back in 2.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Guys, don't show up with gas station flowers on Valentine's Day. Get the Valentine's special from Evie Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. A dozen gorgeous roses or mixed flowers professionally arranged in a vase for just $75. Plus, receive a complimentary box of locally made chocolate sea salt caramels. But only for the wise men that order before January 25th. Evie Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. Downtown Chippewa Falls. Delivering anywhere in the Chippewa Valley. Call 723-7576 or order now at flowersandframing.com.
The food court at Hy-Vee will put a smile on your face no matter what you're hungry for.
Made-to-order breakfasts with omelets, apple pie pancakes, stuffed French toast, and so much more. All made with only the freshest high-quality ingredients. Hy-Vee's High Chi Department has Chinese, sushi, and hibachi. And don't forget the family-inspired chef-approved entrees from Wahlburgers. It's all at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball on the road at Ladysmith. Heart of the North Conference against the Western Clover Belt. Here with head coach Joel Clark of the Lumber Jills. And coach, you play in a deep conference, a big conference, a tough conference. So far, you're in a three-way tie for third right now. What are you doing well, and where do you need to improve at this point of the season, moving into really the heart of that conference slate?
I still think we need to find our identity, who we are. We're still trying to figure that out from last year. We got a lot of younger, not as much varsity experience. So just trying to get better every day and still figure out exactly who we are as a team.
Coach, it's been a while since you've seen this McDonald team, play them in their season opener last year at McDonald. That was a game where I think a lot of girls would say, we really can shoot the ball better than that. I believe in the low 20s in shooting percentages. Yeah. But you forced 18 turnovers, and that's something that McDonald usually tries to flip the script on other teams. How can you replicate that and shoot better tonight?
That's a good question. Hopefully we just get open looks. We can knock them down. We've spent more time shooting in practice lately, so hopefully that's a benefit. Still got to try to force those turnovers, try to change things up a little bit, and see if we can make them make some mistakes.
Offensively, coach, what do you see in McDonald's defense that's particularly hard to contend with? Because it seems like they like to speed teams up and make them make unforced errors.
Correct. They'll speed you up. They'll play a couple different defenses. I've seen them play man, 1-3-1, 3-2, always changing it up, which is a good thing for them. Well coached. They know what they're doing. They can change defenses on the fly, so it'll be hard to adjust to that, and hopefully we make good decisions with the basketball.
Well, coach, we're looking forward to it. Some Saturday night hoops here, and always great to see some interconference play, too. Best of luck to you guys tonight and the rest of the way.
Yep. Thanks a lot. You too.
Head coach Joel Clark of the Ladysmith Lumberjills back with Coach Cooper of the Lady Max after this on WOGO Sports.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Brumbaker for three. Got it.
Eddie left side. Falling away for another three. 52 points. Eddie Mittermeier.
CFM has still got
shot.
It. Center right there. And it goes in. Yes. Addison Burnett with the goal.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
From the glory years of Green Bay to conference and world championships in Madison and Milwaukee, true greatness doesn't just happen overnight. It's built over time. And at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls, they've built a tradition of excellence in dentistry with constant training and the latest technology, all while still providing you with friendly, family-centered dental care. Dedicated to excellence, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball on the road at Lady Smith here on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. Head coach Don Cooper. Coach, a good test against, again, the Heart of the North Conference. They're a strong conference. Lady Smith has been a great program traditionally. Last time you guys had them at home in your season opener, and they forced 18 turnovers on you. This is a team that can get after the basketball.
Well, they're just well coached, and again, they have a great crew coming back, and Joel's daughter is back, so we expect a good battle here tonight.
Coach, last time out against Regis, defensively they gave you a little trouble. The offense never quite found its rhythm. It seemed like you battled through that, got the win, but is there maybe something waiting to be unleashed for the girls where they're saying, hey, we can play better than that, more efficient offensively?
Well, you saw it the second half. We just, like I said, we just, you know, got out, played the first half, and the second half the girls came out and played really good. So we got to challenge it. It's two halves of basketball. We come out here and flat, you know, it's going to be a little bit different. So,
and finally, Coach, what's maybe the biggest thing you want to see with your team every game trying to take a step forward? What do you want to see here in a non-conference game?
Well, in a non-conference game is competing and being, you know, facing adversity and being on the road, being late, you know, just facing all different type of things, how well we rise to the occasion. So,
Coach, we'll talk to you afterward. Looking forward to another great game.
Absolutely. Thank you for the great coverage.
Head coach Don Cooper of the McDonald Lady Max. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports, live from Ladysmith High School. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO home base, and Hallie at the controls. Last time these two teams met, McDonald led 25-13 in the half and eventually won at home at McDonald 58-36. That was on November 16th of 2021, the season opener last year for McDonald, a season that would end, of course, at State. Ramilee Smith with 11 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 steals for the Lumberjills, but they only shot 26% from the field, 12 of 47, and 28% from the three-point line. McDonald out-rebounded them 39-16. The setback for McDonald in that game was 18 turnovers. Marley Hughes had 3 points, 4 assists. Emily Cooper with 12 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals in that game. Lauren Dietz with 19 and 12. McDonald shot 50% from the field. You got to figure a lot of that was Lauren. And as we get to our Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls, Mark Maloney. That's something that maybe we've seen from time to time, a ton of talent on this McDonald roster, but Lauren's absence can be felt because she could always get you a bucket.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. So I think, you know, some of these keys tonight, obviously we talked about limiting the turnovers. And again, I was watching Ladysmith warm up, and they have some sharp shooters out there. So again, another key is going to have to play some tough, tough defense.
That's your Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. We'll step out and be back after this on WOGO Sports. It's Max Basketball.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store. Then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Lady Max Basketball live from Ladysmith. Thank you for joining us. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney live on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and live streaming and podcast at WOGO.com. The Ladysmith Lumber Jills, 5-3 on the year against your 8-3 McDonald Central Lady Max, the heart of the North Conference against the Western Clovermount. McDonald being introduced first under the direction of ninth-year head coach Don Cooper with a career record of 136-71. As varsity head coach, Marley Hughes will get the start. The 5'9" senior guard forward combo, number one, second on the team at 12.6 points per game, third on the team, and 6.2 assists leads the team. Callie Goulet, a 5'10" junior forward, number 11, 3.6 points, 3.1 rebounds. Emily Cooper, 5'7" junior point guard, number 22, one of the captains, along with Marley, 13 points per game, second on the team, and second on the team in assists as well. Aubrey Dorn, 6' junior center, number 23, leads the team at 13.3 points per game and 9.3 rebounds, leads in that category as well. Izzy Hartman rounds out the starting five for Don Cooper, a 5'6" junior guard, number 31, 2.2 steals per game to go along with 3 points per game and almost 3 rebounds per game as well for Izzy. On the other side for the Ladysmith Lumber Jills and head coach Joel Clark, number two, his daughter Allison Clark, 5'7" senior, 10.5 points per game. Emerson Clark, his other daughter, twins, 5'7" senior, number three, 6 points per game, both guards. Ramalee Smith, the 5'4" do-everything senior, number four, 14 points per game, almost 5 rebounds, 4.2 assists, and almost 3 steals per game. Cameron Kloss, she's a junior, number 10, 3.2 points per game from the guard position. And number 25, Tori Thorpe, the power forward. Thorpe is a senior, 1.7 points per game. So again, 4 out of 5 starters, seniors, for this Ladysmith Lumber Jills lineup. Ladysmith clad in their home white uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the purple numerals and lettering. McDonald resplendent in their traveling royal blue tops and bottoms, solid white numerals and lettering with some black piping on the shorts, as Aubrey Dorn will easily win that tip. And I think Allison Clark at 5'7 just kind of gave that one to Aubrey and said we'll concede here in the first half. McDonald moving right to left, Izzy Hartman up top. Out to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn putting on the floor with the left hand, kick out Emily Cooper from the left wing. Book a three. and you can start out shooting like that as a visitor. 3-0 McDonald. Thorpe up top for Lady Smith. Being hassled by Aubrey Dorn up there. They'll hand off up top. That's Emerson Clark. Emerson and Allison Clark, the coach's daughters. Kicked Allison Clark along the baseline. She'll wrap around a bounce pass. That gets away from Callie Goulet, but touched by Ramilee Smith. And the senior will lose it out of bounds.
Both teams in man-to-man defense here. So that's something, again, that Coach Clark mentioned, how Coach Cooper switches up his defense very well.
Emily Cooper up top, just beyond the foul line. Kick out Izzy Hartman left wing. Hartman to Callie Goulet straight on. Goulet to Emily Cooper. Tried a three from the opposite side. Right wing. Back rimmed it. No. Izzy Hartman. Offensive rebound. Ooh. She falls to the floor trying to call for a timeout. Will she get it?
Nope. She got it. Coach Cooper got it.
Yes. Coach Cooper bailed her out with a quick 30-second timeout. Good. Hard play by Izzy Hartman. We'll keep it here early in the game and let you know that Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, is residential, commercial, and industrial customers, and they can help you in those three categories as well. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. It's Quality Propane and Fuels. Call 723-9490, 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. McDonald with an early 3-0 lead. You're on WOGO live from Lady Smith up in the Northwoods. And the Lady Macs will inbound underneath the hoop to the left of our vantage point here high above the court. Thank you to Athletic Director Troy Gago. Our hosts here tonight, Marley will inbound along the baseline. She's holding and will flip it into Emily Cooper. Cooper puts it on the floor with the right hand, across the foul line, drops down to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn is double. Torrey Thorpe ripped it away. Held ball and possession will go to Ladysmith. It's a good play there by Thorpe, the senior.
Yes.
We don't have many heights listed for Ladysmith, unfortunately, but Thorpe looks like she's giving up probably 4 or so inches to Aubrey Dorn. And Dorn will hassle Thorpe right at midcourt as Ladysmith tries to break pressure. Clark in the left wing. Ball knocked out of bounds from Ramilee Smith. Callie Goulet touched that one. Callie getting the start tonight. She is a defensive specialist, but also shoots the ball ridiculously well from the field. She finishes, drives. It's Izzy Hartman steps in front of a pass. Hartman driving it hard into a triple team, and it's taken away from her by Cameron Claus. Ramilee Smith now running the offense. Callie Goulet is going to go nose-to-nose with her full court. Smith across the timeline. Izzy Hartman, another steal. Hartman, a one-on-one. Deep to the basket. Left-handed layup is good. Izzy with two splash plays in a row. Finished the second one, 5-0 McDonald. Almost 2 minutes gone by here in the first half. Across the timeline is Clark looking for Smith. Callie Goulet stepped in front and got an arm in there. Fouled Emerson Clark, and Clark will inbound right in front of the scorer's table. That's the first on McDonald, first on Callie Goulet. Again, Goulet standing right at that L logo at midcourt, waiting for Ramilee Smith. Oh. And Smith almost throws it away. Retrieved by Clark. Tipped pass. Claus gives it back to Clark in the corner. Emily Cooper swats it away for a moment. Emerson Clark throws one into the backcourt and is an over and back. And Ladysmith struggling to get into their offense.
It's her fourth turnover already.
15:49 to go. Four turnovers forced by McDonald. 5 points. Nothing on the scoreboard yet for the Lumberjills. Marley Hughes, the assist leader for McDonald at the point. Right wing up top, Emily Cooper. Cooper puts it on the floor with the left hand, goes between her legs on the left wing. Looking into the post, can't get one to Aubrey Dorn yet. Izzy Hartman up top, right at the circle. Hartman swings up top. Marley Hughes taken away, Allison Clark. Clark stepped in front of that pass nicely. To Sister Emerson up top. Emerson Clark hassled by Emily Cooper. With a bounce right side, Allison Clark. Again, a pair of 5'7" seniors. Twin daughters of the coach, Joel Clark, here at Ladysmith. Fire one down to the post. Ramilee Smith going hard into the paint. Blocked by Callie Goulet.
Both of them.
Aubrey Dorn had a piece of that as well. It was like a double block. And now going hard at the hoop and finishing in transition is Aubrey Dorn off the pass from Marley Hughes. It's like another steal by Dorn. And Dorn goes hard to the hoop. Can't quite finish, but that's because she was fouled and she'll go to the line. As you mentioned, kind of a tandem block. And talk about Aubrey being a volleyball player, and you see that in volleyball too. Some of those, I guess I don't know the official term, but two players walling up. And
yeah.
Dorn's free throw is good. Aubrey's shooting 53% from the foul line, again averaging 13.3 points per game to lead the team. It's 8-0 McDonald, 14-56. Dorn's second free throw is good. She hit a pair. 4 points for Aubrey Dorn. Inbounds to Raymond Lee Smith. She's double, trying to get out of a trap. Will cross over. Still in the backcourt. Pushes into the forecourt against Callie Goulet. Crossing over Smith, the senior. Leaves it for Allison Clark. To Emerson Clark, left wing. Against Emily Cooper. Slides one to the left elbow. Raymond Lee Smith looking for help, and she's going to get bailed out with a foul. That's going to be the second on Callie Goulet. And that should send Sophie Schmidgall into the game. Sophie, the 5'10 sophomore forward, number zero, averaging 7.6 points, 3.6 rebounds, and 1.5 steals. Callie Goulet will sit down for a moment here, maybe more than a few moments. The two fouls. Callie's frustrated, but I mean,
yes,
that's what they want her in there for, is a three well off the mark from Kloss. Rebound to Dorn. Dorn running the floor, pushed to Marley Hughes. Stops, pops, three from the right side, net. Credit the assist to Dorn, and Hughes, one of the two captains for this McDonald team, makes it 12-0 the Lady Macs. Now trying to hassle Allison Clark out of the basketball. Marley Hughes in pursuit. Clark drops one down to the post to Thorpe. Thorpe falls on top of Aubrey Dorn and loses the ball. Sophie Schmidgall comes out of there with it, and a foul should be coming up here against Lady Smith, and that is Allison Clark. That'll send the sub into the game. Ellie Nisbet, the senior, also number 13. Marika Gago, the freshman, who averages 6.2 points and 5.2 rebounds. One of the athletic director's twin daughters, Marika Gago and Maya Gago. Again, a pair of freshmen here on this varsity roster for Joel Clark. 12-0 McDonald. Almost 4 minutes gone by in the first half. Aubrey Dorn up top. She leads the way for McDonald in scoring so far with four. Emily Cooper's hit a three. She'll leave it to Marley Hughes. Hughes for a second three in a row. Bounces off the front rim. No. In a crowd, Aubrey Dorn pulls down the offensive rebound amidst three lumber chills. And a tie-up in possession will stay here with McDonald. McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Marley Hughes inbounds to Aubrey Dorn. Good hands there by Raymond Lee Smith, who's given up 8 inches to Dorn, and she knocks it out. Marley Hughes will inbound from the baseline. 13:50 remaining in the first half. 12-0 the Lady Macs. Marley holding on the hip, waiting, and goes into the corner and gets it right back from Emily Cooper. Marley up top, flips Dizzy Hartman. Hartman down the lane. Beautiful pass inside. Aubrey Dorn misses one too strong off the window, knocked out of bounds off of Lady Smith. A nice find there by Izzy.
Yes. But again, a good defensive play there by Ramalee Smith. She's all over the floor.
And they don't have a ton of height, does Lady Smith?
No.
But my goodness, they play some
they
tough
hustle.
Defense. Marley Hughes to inbound, and she finds Sophie Schmidgall cutting to the basket. Shot won't fall, and actually they'll call the foul on the ground. They'll call a hold there. And so Sophie's going to the line and say the official's going to have to correct her and say no.
No.
That was the third whistle against Ladysmith. It's 12-0 McDonald. 13:37 left in the first half. Inbounds to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn left of the circle. A couple bounces across the foul line. Works her way down to the right block. Triple team. Kick out Sophie Schmidgall to Marley Hughes straight on. They're collapsing, sagging that defense toward Aubrey Dorn when she's in the paint. Now Dorn gives a screen to Marley Hughes. Flips to Emily Cooper right wing. Cooper against Gago. They'll go left side. Marley Hughes outside the arc. Up top, Izzy Hartman. Hartman crosses over down the right side of the lane. Back out. Emily Cooper, big head fake. Cooper pulls up from 10 feet. Good shot. Emily Cooper has five to lead the way for McDonald. It's 14-0, 5 minutes into the first half. Lady Max with the lead. You're on the road at Ladysmith. Emily Smith, a nice spin up top. She'll kick to Gago, right corner. Gago leaves it up top. Allison Clark. Clark top of the key. Fires down to the right post, and Aubrey Dorn going to get called for a reach-in or at least a body bump.
Yep.
She went right into Callie Rozak.
13 foul on McDonald.
Maddie Geisler comes in for Marley Hughes. Geisler wears number
five,
and she's a 5'5 junior guard. She's hit 10 threes for McDonald. 3.5 points per game for Maddie. Saw older sister Anna in the crowd. along with Mom Lori tonight. A shot missed. Aubrey Dorn with the rebound. That was a long three from the left wing. And Sophie Schmidgall will lose it in transition to Ramilee Smith, who again does that a lot, almost three steals per game.
Yes.
Ramilee Smith, a beautiful Euro step right past Aubrey Dorn. Credit where credit's due. Ramilee Smith gets Ladysmith on the board, and that was a gorgeous move. 14-2 McDonald. Maddie Geisler, right wing, working off a screen from Hartman. Geisler flips out to Emily Cooper. Cooper down the middle of the paint. The C's parted. She got fouled hard from behind by Gago. We'll check to make sure she's all right. Emily took a couple hard fouls in the Regis game. She's none the worse for the wear after this one, and she will pop back up and go to the line. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports as Emily Cooper hits the first free throw. StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Katie Ruff will come into the game for Aubrey Dorn. Ruff, the 5'10 junior center, number 15. Almost four rebounds per game for Katie Ruff. She's had double-digit rebounds in a couple games as well. Second free throw is perfect for Emily Cooper. She had 18 the last game. She has seven already, shooting 79%. From the foul line, 16-2 McDonald, one-third of the way into the first half. And a long pass, too long, from Miranda Grotzinger in the corner. The junior guard came into the game.
30-second timeout.
Taken by Joel Clark. We'll step out for 30 seconds as well. Lady Max Basketball on WOGO.
From the glory years of Green Bay to conference and world championships in Madison and Milwaukee, true greatness doesn't just happen overnight. It's built over time. And at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls, they've built a tradition of excellence in dentistry with constant training and the latest technology, all while still providing you with friendly, family-centered dental care. Dedicated to excellence, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
.11:58 remaining in the first half. Another turnover by Ladysmith leads to a timeout by Coach Joel Clark. McDonald now with the basketball out of said timeout, leading by 14, 16-2. Emily Cooper up top, goes by her defender. Will hold at the foul line, kick out to Izzy Hartman. 17-foot jumper, that one too strong. Rebound pulled down by Ladysmith. That was Miranda Grotzinger as the Lumberjills subbing a bit more freely here, trying to keep up with this relentless McDonald defense. On the right side is Emerson Clark. Clark up top to Grotzinger. Swing at left side. Three on the way from the left wing. Bounces off the front of the rim. Rebound pulled down by Maddie Geisler. Emily Cooper push ahead. Looked by Hartman down as Sophie Schmidgall knocked out of bounds by Grotzinger as Sophie was bouncing up and down.
I mean, yes,
Sophie
she
usually bounces
yeah.
a lot. She doesn't
yeah.
really walk. She skips everywhere. Just a very fun personality, but she was bouncing up and down, waving for the ball, and they got it to her just a bit late. She was on the weak side and wide open. Inbounds to Izzy Hartman. Hartman right back to Cooper in the corner. Emily Cooper up top, finds herself wide open, top of the key for three. Nailed it.
Don't leave her alone.
Give her 10 points on the game. Emily Cooper makes it 19-2 McDonald. Ellie Nisbet, long cross-court pass tipped by Maddie Geisler, but the Lumberjills retrieve. On the right side is Nisbet again into the corner. Thinking about a three was Callie Rozak, and now a turnover that goes right back to Ladysmith as McDonald had it for a moment. Ramilee Smith kick out, good look at a three left of the circle. That one does not ripple the net. And a save attempt by Ramilee Smith. As you mentioned, she is everywhere and didn't get the save there, but that senior just Energizer Bunny out there. Go, go, go. She's taking a little bit more time going back up the court. She's breathing hard. A lot of respect for one of the smaller players on the court, but she looks like the heart of this Ladysmith team.
Yes.
And the officials will blow their whistles just to allow a substitution. So Allison Clark will come in.
Oh,
and
she's going to get a break.
I think Coach Joel Clark said, I got to give my senior just a quick rest. 19-2 McDonald. Marley Hughes back in for head coach Don Cooper.
It's a nice switch off there between Marley and Emily running the floor.
And both just phenomenal assist leaders for this team. Kylie Jensen, the 5'6 junior guard, number 34, into the game for the first time as well out of that break. Jensen has it off the screen for Marley Hughes. Go to Maddie Geisler. Geisler top key and will hand off to Marley Hughes.
He's left alone for a moment. Hands off to Sophie Schmidgall. Schmidgall hard down the right side of the lane and a running baby hook. Nice touch off the glass for Sophie. That's her first bucket. 21-2 McDonald, under 10 to go.
Nice touch on that.
Clark to Clark up top. Right side. Ellie Nisbet to the right block. And throw it out to Allison Clark. Clark hassled by Maddie Geisler. Picked up her dribble, looking for help. Will throw a bounce up top. Marley Hughes almost had a piece of that. Up top. Decent look at a three for Nesbitt. That one comes up well short. Miranda Grossinger valiantly trying to save that one, but not able to, as Emily Cooper will quickly come back into the game. And
as will
Raymalee Smith. So she got a very, very brief break. And this is, again, just impressed with Smith. She comes into the game. The first thing she did, and it was an air ball by Nesbitt, the first thing she did was go to her and say, keep shooting.
Yeah.
Just an encourager, and I'm assuming a captain of this team. Emily Cooper comes up a little bit short on a three from the right corner, almost steals it from Smith.
Yeah,
Cooper with
the
reach
foul.
In, and that's the foul on McDonald. That will be their fourth. So team fouls even at four apiece. Thorpe going to come in for Clark. Emerson Clark will sit. And Thorpe will inbound to Raymalee Smith. 9-10 and counting to go in the first half here from Lady Smith, home of the Lumber Chills, the Lady Max with a 21-2 lead here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Zach Wycheck back in the controls of the Wogo home base in Halley as Emily Cooper doesn't even allow me to finish introducing ourselves before she steals. Falling to the floor, tip out Schmidgall to Marley Hughes for three, front rim no. Aubrey Dorn fights down the rebound, or actually bats it to Kylie Jensen. The workaround to Emily Cooper. Deep three, left wing. Whoa. Got it!
Good.
It's almost to the point where I will call a made three before it even hits the nets.
From this advantage
point,
it looks good.
13 in the first half for Emily Cooper, including three triples. 24-2 McDonald. Rozak works down to Thorpe, out to Raymalee Smith. Smith drops down to Nisbet. Nisbet has her shot blocked. I think Schmidgall or Cooper got a piece of that. Emily Cooper across the logo, floats to Marley Hughes' right wing. Marley. Sophie Schmidgall right in the circle. Sophie jab step to Emily Cooper. Guarded by Raymalee Smith. Up top, Kylie Jensen. Jensen dribble handoff. Marley Hughes on the right wing. Working off a screen from Dorn. Beautiful give and go look. Dorn hard to the hoop. No, but a foul.
Yep, like you said, beautiful give and go.
They set up that action so well. Well, make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. First free throw is good for Aubrey Dorn. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether about the Royal Credit Union Foundation. rcu.org/bettertogether, insured by NCUA. 3-for-3 from the foul line for Dorn as Schmidgall comes out. Goulet back in at 4-for-4, and that was a nice, not hometown roll, but a welcome from the rim as Dorn hit the back rim and it almost popped out the front. Dropped through. So Goulet playing with those two fouls will have the job of hanging with Raymalee Smith. They'll drop to Thorpe right at the foul line. Thorpe turns. Leaves it out left side for Callie Rozak. On the opposite side, that's Gago. Gago driving hard at the hoop between two defenders. Went over Dorn for two. That's an athletic move for the freshman. 26-4 McDonald. Callie Goulet up top. Goulet floats left side. Too tall for Emily Cooper and retrieved by Clark in the corner. Allison Clark. Across the timeline for Thorpe straight on. Thorpe left alone for three. Back rimmed it. Good box out Marley Hughes. And Hughes fouled by Raymalee Smith. And I think that's her second.
Yes.
That's 70 feet.
I think that's just her first.
Just her first. So that'll allow the senior to stay out there. That is the sixth team foul, though, on Lady Smith. Four whistles against McDonald as they lead 26-4 with 7:15 left to go in this first half. Thank you for joining us on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. Marley Hughes hard to the rack down the left side of the lane with the left hand. No finish, but a foul. And she was bumped.
Allison Clark picked up her second.
Talking with Logan Hughes, again, he's, I think, very impressed by his sister's ability with her left hand. He said she's just so good at that. She is also very good at hitting free throws, 77%. But I mean, we've seen this from as a young varsity player now to her senior season. Marley just with the left hand, the offhand is just incredibly talented finisher. Free throw. Perfect.
They're shooting very good from the line tonight.
Five for Marley Hughes. And again, they left some points on the line against Regis. And a whistle in the backcourt against Izzy Hartman. That's a fifth foul against McDonald, the first on Izzy. 28-4, the Lady Macs with 7:04 left. At Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health. With a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona, visit ghr-ec.com, ghr-ec.com. Smith flips to Thorpe, left corner three, that one too long. Emily Cooper clears out the rebound. Cooper looking ahead, lofts a 40-foot pass to Marley Hughes, touched Aubrey Dorn, back to Marley. Marley right wing, thought about the three.
Yeah.
Instead of Emily Cooper, who won't think about the three, she'll just take it and make it.
She's hot, give her the ball.
What a half, 16 for Emily Cooper, four made threes, 31-4 McDonald. Gago in the corner, up top. Aubrey Dorn almost took it away from Thorpe. Thorpe retrieves. Leaves it for Cameron Kloss. Kloss took a little extra hop. Should they call for the violation?
Timeout.
Maddie Geisler will come in, and Ladysmith takes a timeout. We'll
Full
step
timeout.
Out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. 6:20 remaining first half. McDonald leads 31-4.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Crumbaker for three. Got it.
Eddie left side. Falling away for another three. 52 points. Eddie Mittermeier.
CFM has still got
shot.
It set her right there. And it goes in. Yes. Addison Burnett with the goal.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
.620 to go in the first half. 31 points on the board for McDonald. 16 of them from Miss Emily Cooper, including four made threes. As they lead 31-4 here on the road on a Saturday night. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports. Emily Thaller into the game, the 5'11 senior center. Seeing her first action tonight, Izzy Hartman. Flip out to Emily Cooper. Over to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn across the foul line, maintaining a left-handed dribble. Out to Izzy Hartman. Hartman, good ball fake, driving baseline. Kick out to Aubrey Dorn, just inside the arc of the left wing. Dorn flips it to Thaller. Thaller couldn't quite get the handle inside. And
great pass
down by Kloss. High on the left, Raymalee Smith. Just over 5.5 minutes to go here, Lady Smith in the first half. Smith at the foul line, show and go. Drives between two defenders, up hard with the shot, no. Contact there between Smith and Hartman. The officials say play on, probably a good call in that instance, just to let them work it out on the floor. Maddie Geisler on the right wing against Gago, hands off Aubrey Dorn. Dorn at the right elbow. Swiss turns right to the basket, high off the glass and good. Aubrey Dorn, her second field goal, her seventh and eighth points. Callie Goulet and Sophie Schmidgall will be coming in soon, along with Emerson Clark. Allison Clark, drop it to Smith, poked away. Emily Cooper to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn has a one-on-two, looking for help, finds Cooper, wide open underneath the basket for two.
Oh, my goodness.
18 for Emily Cooper, and another assist for Aubrey Dorn, 35-4, the Lady Mavs. Emily Smith picked up her dribble and looking for help, and will find it near midcourt in Allison Clark. Clark drops down to Kloss, left corner, doubled. Back to Clark on the left. The left elbow is Thorpe. She'll swing it to Kloss in the corner. Work back at the foul line. Kick out, Gago, wide open, look for three. That one well off the mark, nicks off the front rim. Aubrey Dorn with the rebound. Drops it off to Emily Cooper. 4:15 to go, 35-4 McDonald. Cooper pulls up, beautiful no-look bounce pass, wide open for two, the senior Emily Thaller.
Beautiful pass. Beautiful shot. I love watching Emily Thaler play out there.
Emily to Emily connection there. The junior to the senior, 37-4, McDonald.
Yeah, and the assist that Emily Cooper gets is unbelievable.
Toss in the left corner. Throw to Thorpe. Thorpe to Gago, right wing. Gago will drop it up top. Allison Clark swings to Kloss. Great look at a three, left corner. Off the glass, no. Thorpe offensive rebound off the glass and won't fall. Rebound batted out to Aubrey Dorn. 33-point lead for McDonald. 3.5 to go in the first half. In this game, trending toward a running clock situation, but a lot of action still to be played here. Aubrey Dorn showing go at the left elbow, kick out Geisler, no hesitation for three, nailed it, and a foul!
They're going to call it off with an offensive foul underneath the basket. I think there was a push.
Sorry, Maddie, you were going to be in the highlights in the Hy-Vee halftime show. Not fair. Good shot, though. Now, five for five substitution for McDonald. Sophie Schmidgall will come in. Katie Ruff, Marley Hughes, Callie Goulet, and Kylie Jensen. That was a great-looking shot from Maddie.
Yes. It was a deep shot, too. She can make them.
Again, it's just from this vantage point where we're at. You just have
exactly.
A beautiful look at it. 3:06 to go, 37-4 McDonald. Moss will slide one down into the left block. Doubled there. Katie Ruff knocks it away with help from Sophie Schmidgall. And Kylie Jensen comes out of the pack. Jensen up top. Between the wheels. Kylie maintaining the bounce. Goes right side. Callie Goulet. Goulet puts on the floor with the left hand. Callie to Marley Hughes. Hughes bumped by Smith up top. Gives a little slip screen to Kylie Jensen. Jensen kick out Callie Goulet. Play a couple bounces with the right hand outside the arc. Ooh. And a high pass and threw it away. Marley Hughes couldn't get to it. Well, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, a proud sponsor of Chippewa Falls High School sports on WOGO for over three decades. White City Glass. Under 2.5 to go in the first half. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO live from Ladysmith High School. McDonald, Lady Max with a 37-4 advantage. Three from the corner to try to cut into that. Bounces in. A nice roll that time.
Ellie Nisbet.
For Ellie Nisbet. Senior makes it 37-7. Marley Hughes as Ramilly Smith steps in front of a pass. Will almost knock it out of the gym as the doors are open far side there. Out of bounds to McDonald.
She just goes and goes and goes.
Katie Ruff to inbound to Jensen. Under two to play now in the first half. 30-point lead for the Lady Max here on the road. Marley Hughes up top. Sophie Schmidgall, the sophomore. Sophie rotates right side. Kylie Jensen thought about a three. Instead goes head fake. Callie Goulet up top. Goulet a couple bounces. Crosses over at the foul line. Back to Jensen. Jensen just inside the arc. Top of the wheel. Looking for help. Spinning across the paint. Long pass out to Callie Goulet. Right side in front of the stands. Okay. Kylie Jensen to Sophie Schmidgall. Sophie called for a walk. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you. Near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls, read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. That's Wynn Family Dentistry.
A couple new people in there. Caleb Kendall Heffler's in, number 21 for McDonald.
5'8 sophomore guard. Kick into the right corner. Fellow number 21, a long three there for Ladysmith. And no good for Callie Rozak, but an offensive rebound. Nisbet trying to track it down. She will. Pulled it away from Jensen. Work back to Rozak. Right corner is Allison Clark. Clark just inside the arc. Puts on the floor with the left hand. Pull up. Tough shot off the glass with the left hand from 8 feet. Allison Clark gets her first points. Ladysmith battling back here a bit. Still down 37-9. Scored a few times in a row now. Sophie Schmidgall driving down the middle of the lane and fouled and lost the ball out of bounds. So Katie Ruff, Sophie Schmidgall, Maddie Geisler, Kendall Heffler, and Kylie Jensen on the floor for McDonald.
That was Allison Clark's third foul. She's subbing out.
To see how deep the bench is for Coach Joe Clark, Allison's dad. Eight whistles against Ladysmith, six against McDonald's. So now the team with any fouls left to give. On the 1-1, Sophie Schmidgall, a nice touch. Good rotation on that. 60% foul shooter. She now has 3 points and will get another opportunity here. 38-9. McDonald with 54.8 remaining in the half. Second free throw. Nice. Good as well for Sophie.
Very smooth shot.
Kendall Heffler will now go nose-to-nose with Ramilly Smith. Smith down the lane. Kick out. Nice look at a three from the left corner. Splash.
Five
for Miranda Grotzinger, the junior. And a held ball as Emerson Clark ties up Jensen in the backcourt. And possession will go to Ladysmith. That three for Grotzinger set up by great penetration in the lane for Ramilly Smith. And then a nice kick out. 20-foot pass. So Emerson Clark will inbound right in front of the McDonald bench. Kylie Jensen in front of her. She'll throw into the backcourt, Ramilly Smith. 40 seconds to go. 39-12. McDonald leads. Grotzinger wide open for another three. Can she do it two times in a row? Yes, she can. Wow. Miranda Grotzinger, the junior, giving some life to the Ladysmith bench. 39-15. McDonald still leads with 23 seconds to go. A runner to answer. No for Maddie Geisler. Rebound to Grotzinger. Ramilly Smith, and she'll slow things down. I think the senior's probably going to try to work it into one shot here. Ramilly Smith at left elbow. Kick out to Grotzinger. Doesn't take the shot this time. Leave it up top. Emerson Clark. Clark out of a double to Ramilly Smith. Smith in the corner with 2 seconds. Tries to shoot a pass across the lane, and Ladysmith will not get a shot off. Before the half, they trail your McDonald Central Lady Mags 39-15 at the break. Coming up, the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. We'll step out, be back in 3.5 minutes. This is Lady Mags Basketball on WOGO Sports.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Guys, don't show up with gas station flowers on Valentine's Day. Get the Valentine's special from Evie Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. A dozen gorgeous roses or mixed flowers professionally arranged in a vase for just $75. Plus, receive a complimentary box of locally made chocolate sea salt caramels. But only for the wise men that order before January 25th. Evie Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. Downtown Chippewa Falls. Delivering anywhere in the Chippewa Valley. Call 723-7576 or order now at flowersandframing.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated.
and that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Welcome to the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Thankfully, the Lady Max was shooting better than I just did at the beanbag toss. But thank you, Mark Maloney, for picking us up beanbags. I appreciate that.
We got to give it a try.
It's one of our halftime traditions, and at some point, we're going to win this, and you're going to hear about it live on the air.
Exactly.
So
we were close.
Well, looking at your scores for the first half for Ladysmith, again, they battled back in this one. They're led by Miranda Grotzinger with 6 points. Again, it's not really close, but again, Ladysmith was stuck on zero for a long time and now have 15 points at the break. But Grotzinger with 6, 3 for Ellie Nisbet, and 2 apiece for Marika Gago, Allison Clark, and Ramilly Smith. On the other side for McDonald, what a first half for Emily Cooper. 18 points, 4 three-pointers, 8 for Aubrey Dorn as well, 5 for Marley Hughes, 4 for Sophie Schmidgall, 2 apiece for Emily Thaler and Izzy Hartman. We'll hear some of those names and the highlights coming up here in a moment on the Hy-Vee Halftime Show. And you mentioned this as well during the action. They are shooting the ball well from the floor, but also from the foul line. And that's something maybe they left some points out there against Regis, and so far, really impressive from the stripe.
Yes, they are. I mean, Aubrey was, I think, 4 for 4. Emily was 2 for 2 from the line, so those girls are shooting very well from the line. But again, you know, I credit these Ladysmith girls. You know, they were down, 34-2 and kind of battled back here to a 39-15 halftime score. So, you know, we'll see how they feel coming out in the second half, and the McDonald girls are going to turn it on. Again, great opportunity for Coach Cooper to give a lot of girls some playing time. We saw Kendall Heffler out there. We saw Emily Thaler out there and some rotation going on. Katie Ruff, I think he's got just about everybody has been out there already. So it's nice to see those girls, and I'm assuming in the second half we'll see some more of those girls out there.
Well, let's hear how the first half sounded on the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Eau Claire Hy-Vee. 39-15 at the break. It sounded like this on WOGO. Ramilly Smith now running the offense. Callie Goulet is going to go nose-to-nose with her full court. Smith across the timeline. Izzy Hartman, another steal. Hartman, a one-on-one. Deep to the basket. Left-handed layup is good. By Emily Cooper with a bounce right side, Allison Clark. Again, a pair of 5'7" seniors, twin daughters of the coach, Joel Clark, here at Ladysmith. Fire went down to the post. Ramilly Smith going hard into the paint, blocked by Callie Goulet.
Both of them.
Aubrey Dorn had a piece of that as well. It was like a double block, and now going hard at the hoop and finishing in transition is Aubrey Dorn off the pass from Marley Hughes. Two fouls. Callie's frustrated, but I mean,
yes,
that's what they want her in there for, is a three well off the mark from Kloss. Rebound to Dorn. Dorn running the floor, pushed to Marley Hughes. Stops, pops, three from the right side, net. Inbounds to Izzy Hartman. Hartman right back to Cooper in the corner. Emily Cooper up top. Finds herself wide open, top of the key for three. Nailed it. Allow me to finish introducing ourselves before she steals. Falling to the floor, tip out Schmidgall to Marley Hughes for three, front rim. No, Aubrey Dorn fights down the rebound, or actually bats it to Kylie Jensen. The workaround to Emily Cooper. Deep three, left wing. Whoa, got it.
Good.
It's almost to the point where I will call a made three before it even hits the net.
From this advantage
you can just
point,
tell.
It looks good.
to Thorpe. Left corner three. That one too long. Emily Cooper clears out the rebound. Cooper looking ahead. Lofts a 40-foot pass to Marley Hughes. Touch Aubrey Dorn. Back to Marley. Marley right wing. Thought about the three.
Yeah.
Instead of Emily Cooper, who won't think about the three. She'll just take it and make it. Hartman. The officials say play on. Probably a good call in that instance. Just to let him work it out on the floor. Maddie Geisler on the right wing. Against Gago, hands off Aubrey Dorn. Dorn at the right elbow. Swiss turns right to the basket. High off the glass and good. Her second field goal, her seventh and eighth points. Callie Goulet and Sophie Schmidgall will be coming in soon along with Emerson Clark. Allison Clark. Drop to Smith, poked away. Emily Cooper to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn has a one-on-two, looking for help. Finds Cooper, wide open underneath the basket for two.
Oh, my goodness.
Gago, wide open, look for three. That one well off the mark, nicks off the front rim. Aubrey Dorn with the rebound. Drops it off to Emily Cooper. 4:15 to go, 35 to 4 McDonald. Cooper pulls up, beautiful no-look bounce pass. Wide open for two, the senior Emily Thaler.
Beautiful pass, beautiful shot.
That's how the first half sounded as we finish up the Hy-Vee Halftime Show brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Surprise deals and savings can be found on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Time for our halftime tradition. It's Mark Maloney's military shout-out, so please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb, and I'm going to start down here at the bottom of my list to get some of these other guys recognized here. We'll start off with Mason Gadel. He's a 2022 Chi-Hi grad, is in the Merchant Marines. We have Matt Palver. Is out at Offutt Air Force Base, Nebraska, flying the reconnaissance RC-135. Just got engaged to a young lady from Eau Claire, Grace Tyson. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess is in this Air Force and is still, believe, over in Germany. And he was just recently married in November. Ellie Eckes is a McDonald grad in the Army National Guard. Chuck Gardo is in the Marine Corps, stationed out at Hawaii. Noah Stewart, who was home over Christmas, is a Chi-Hi grad down at Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Mr. Wayne Trimble is a McDonald grad from 1996 and is currently at Fort McCoy with the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Brandon Anderson from Colfax is active duty in the Navy. He's out on a nuke sub. John Hayden from Colfax in the Army Guard out of Spooner. Carter Billen is in the Air Force out of Fairchild Air Force Base. Kristen Levesser Davis in the Air Force National Guard out of Minneapolis. Sarah Passon-Bovey in the 133rd Civil Engineers out of Minnesota, along with Greg Humblin, is active duty. That's Scott Air Force Base. And then Kyle and Nicole Leadholm are going to be going to Japan. Corey Kapishik is at Holloman. And then our sons, Glenn and Alex, who we'll be at home for Christmas. And we're starting this second half. And again, a huge thank you to all of our military.
Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. And again, if you would ever like to have a military member added to this list, please
definitely
let us know. You can email us through WOGO.com or let Mark know or myself know in person. It's Emily Cooper with a really deep three to start out the second half. That one was from 8-9 feet beyond the arc. Little heat check there. She had 18 the first half. That one a little bit long. But, again, please let us know who we can honor and help them have a little piece of home. Ramilee Smith will start out the second half with a runner from 9 feet. That one a little bit too strong. McDonald with Emily Cooper, as she'll have a pass taken away from Hartman. But Emily Cooper, Izzy Hartman, Callie Goulet, Marley Hughes, and Aubrey Dorn. Starting five in the second half for head coach Don Cooper. Aubrey Dorn rejects the shot from Thorpe, who had a nice pass from Smith, took her into the lane, and Dorn just erased that opportunity for Ladysmith. So it stays at 39-15. Minute gone by, no score in the second half. Izzy Hartman will try to change that, and she'll crash to the hoop off a beautiful pass from Aubrey Dorn, and Hartman a great finish.
Oh, there is a steal.
Another steal into the arms of Aubrey Dorn, but I think Izzy Hartman created that. Over to Emily Cooper. Cooper, second half, 0 for 2 on 3 so far, as that one doesn't quite go in for the left wing. Now she'll hold on hoop, and she made her defender think she was going to take one from 30 feet there. Now maybe she will from the left wing. Thinking about it. Aubrey Dorn back to Cooper. Cooper, couple bounces, flips it over to Marley Hughes right at the circle.
Now Ladysmith is coming out into a zone.
So Emily Cooper will shoot left wing, rims in and out. That one was part of the way down. Izzy Hartman hassling Ramilee Smith in the backcourt. Smith gets loose. She'll put the head down, get across midcourt against Callie Goulet. 2 minutes gone by here in the second half. 41-15 McDonald. On the road against Ladysmith, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO studios in Halley. Smith just outside the paint. She's triple teamed and will get bailed out by a foul and get a hand up from Callie Goulet and Emily Cooper. We'll see who picks that one up. Yeah, it's Callie Goulet. That's significant.
I didn't see who that.
They put it on Izzy. So that's okay. Izzy's second, team's first. Inbounds. Nice look to Clark from Ramilly Smith. No, that was little sister. Well, little sister. I don't know who's older. They're twins. But Allison Clark with her second basket. And Emerson, the assist. 41-17 McDonald. 15-32 to go in the second half. Marley Hughes swings a tipped pass over to Emily Cooper, high on the left. Back to Marley. Marley on the right wing. Looks to the post briefly. Now we'll float it down to the right corner, Aubrey Dorn. Long skip, Emily Cooper. Cooper left of the circle. Puts it on the floor at the foul line, kick out Dorn. Wheels out for Marley Hughes. A three clanks off the front of the rim. Rebound pulled down by Ramilly Smith. Smith immediately double teamed. She'll twist out of there. Smith on the run to Thorpe. Swings left side. Clark for three. Side of the rim. No offensive rebound. Clark goes too strong. Emerson with the first miss. Allison with the second. But a couple good looks there for Ladysmith.
I just can't believe Ramilly Smith. I mean, she's pulling down rebounds. She's running the offense. She is all over the floor. And they kind of slowed McDonald's offense down here with that zone.
Nice look to Callie Goulet and knocked away by Clark. And yep. Clark actually got it batted into her face from Izzy Hartman. The ball was already out of bounds. Yep. And Ramilly Smith checking on Clark. And I think she's going to take a quick seat here and
help.
Just make sure she's all right. Again, that inadvertent, but kind of got spiked right into her nose. Doesn't look like any blood there, so hopefully she'll be back in soon. Allison Clark up top. Goes right side. Ellie Nisbet would hit a three in the first half. Callie Rozak right side for the freshman, Marika Gago. Clark works down. Good pass to Nisbet. Back out to Gago outside. The right corner, they'll immediately push it back down to Nisbet. At the block, tries to throw it across the lane, and Aubrey Dorn just jumped up, took that one away, pushes it ahead 30 feet. Marley Hughes hard down the lane. No offensive rebound, put back. No, but a foul, and going to the line, Izzy Hartman. Great look set up that break in transition. Aubrey Dorn off the steal. And when your six-footer is immediately looking 30, 40 feet down the floor for an outlet after a steal, pretty good ball handling team. Izzy Hartman off the mark on the free throw. Izzy, 37% from the foul line.
That was number 13, picked up her third foul.
So that's Gago, the freshman.
Yep.
Second free throw for Hartman. That one won't go in, but an offensive rebound. Aubrey Dorn. Dorn goes up strong, and she will go to the line as she's fouled by Callie Rozak. That's the second on Ladysmith here in the second half. 41-17 McDonald. We played 4 minutes, 1 second here in the second half. Aubrey Dorn, 8 points in the first half. Give her nine.
Smooth.
She is 5 for 5 from the free throw line. Tonight, looking for 6 in a row. And we jinxed her there. But an offensive rebound by Callie Goulet. Taken away from Goulet, though, by Grotzinger. Still, Aubrey Dorn, 5 of 6 from the foul line, came into the game at 53%. A push called against McDonald.
Callie Goulet is going to pick up her.
Is that the third on Callie?
Yep.
Second on the team. So Sophie Schmidgall will sub in for Callie Goulet. And again, it's an unenviable task trying to keep up with Ramilly Smith.
Yeah.
Callie's been battling. Inbounds to Smith. Izzy Hartman took it away from her.
D'd her up like a defensive back.
Hartman, long cross-court skip, Kylie Jensen. Jensen to Marley Hughes, right back to Kylie. Drops down to Sophie Schmidgall, and Schmidgall got bumped. And no whistle for a foul, and a whistle to say it went out of bounds to Ladysmith. So kind of a play on there. Kylie Rozak will inbound to Ramilly Smith, and McDonald, some trapping pressure showing three-quarter court. Across the floor to Nisbet, Ramilly Smith. Shoots a pass to Gago, the freshman inside the arc. They'll work out to Ramilly Smith left corner. Smith pulls up from 15. That rattles in. Emily Smith, her first basket of the second half. The senior has four. She averages 14. Does a little bit of everything else for Lady Smith. Marley Hughes, a bounce to Kylie Jensen on the left wing outside the arc. And throw away by Jensen. Smith with the steal. Emily Smith in transition against three McDonald defenders. Beautiful drop off pass. The goggle underneath and goggle up and in for two. Coach Cooper's seen enough. He wants his quick 60-second break. We'll be back in 60 here on WOGO Sports.
Hy-Vee's low price lockdown is just another reason you'll find a smile down every aisle. Saving you money is Hy-Vee's first priority, and the red low price lockdown tag means you're getting the lowest price in town. Hy-Vee shops the competition so you don't have to, and the lockdown symbol means you can rest assured those prices won't change unless they lower them. Making your life easier with the low price lockdown, your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
From the glory years of Green Bay to conference and world championships in Madison and Milwaukee, true greatness doesn't just happen overnight. It's built over time. And at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls, they've built a tradition of excellence in dentistry with constant training and the latest technology, all while still providing you with friendly, family-centered dental care. Dedicated to excellence, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Well, 53 remaining in the game. Lady Smith with a little run here.
Yeah.
42-21. Coach Cooper wanted to stop that with a timeout. Again, the Lumberjills switching up their defenses, and it's caused a little trouble here for McDonald.
Yes.
In the second half.
McDonald had seven turnovers in the first half, and they're already up to five.
Emily Cooper, deep three left wing. That one rims in and out. Emily 0 for 4 to start the second half from three-point range. After knocking in four threes in the first half, she's sitting on 18 points. Kylie Jensen will come out. Marley Hughes back in. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Emily Smith. Weaving her way across half court, will drop it off left side. This is Callie Rozak. Rozak finds Nisbet on the right wing. Nisbet holding outside the arc. Sophie Schmidgall giving a little room. Ramilly Smith up top now against Hartman. Smith crosses over. Ooh. Nice move to the rim, but couldn't finish the shot, and she almost took away the rebound from Aubrey Dorn. Marley Hughes to Sophie Schmidgall, right block extended, kick out, Emily Cooper, big head fake to Marley Hughes outside the arc. Up top, Aubrey Dorn rotates, Emily Cooper left wing. Cooper floats up top, Aubrey Dorn between the circles to Marley Hughes, scoots it over to Emily Cooper. Cooper for three, that one off the front of the rim. Marley Hughes tracks down the rebound, fires the pass deep down low, Aubrey Dorn up and in for two.
Nice pass, nice find there by Marley.
Dorn with an 11, and another assist from Marley Hughes. Rotzinger hit two threes in the first half. Work around the perimeter. Gago on the right side against Emily Cooper. Just over 11 minutes to play, 44-21 McDonald. Long three, right side, that one off the glass. Rebound Izzy Hartman. Hartman almost had her pocket pick. Will push it into Marley Hughes, but lose it. Rotzinger can't quite retrieve it, but kicked it out to Grozak. Down low to Gago, and Marley Hughes swats the shot, but swats Gago as well, and will give her a helping hand up. That ball touched a lot of hands from all the players on the floor. 10:54 remaining, 44-21. The Lady Max is Kylie Jensen set to come back in. This team foul number three as Gago will shoot two. That was just the first whistle on Marley Hughes. Off the mark for the freshman on the first attempt. Ramilly Smith is going to take a quick breather, you would imagine, as the Clark sisters, Allison and Emerson, back in along with Kylie Jensen for McDonald. Second attempt is good for Gago, and the freshman now with five. 44-22 McDonald. He's doubled up on Lady Smith. Had a lead over 30 points in the first half, and it looked like, I even said it looked like a running clock game, and Lady Smith has Emily Cooper drops a pass too tall for Kylie Jensen. Ladysmith has worked their way back into this one. Maybe not necessarily in contention right now, but they've certainly earned some respect, particularly here in the second half with their defense.
Up now by 22, 44 to 22.
Allison Clark goes to Emerson Clark. Clark to Clark into the left corner, Grotzinger. Now Emerson Clark left wing. Nisbet floats to Grotzinger in the left corner. Grotzinger out to Emerson Clark. Work around the perimeter. They'll shoot one in the post. Sophie Schmidgall bats it back out, and Nisbet retrieves. Gago. Allison Clark up top. Emerson Clark rotates to Grotzinger left corner. Back to Clark. The work down to Allison Clark in the post. Double team. Kick out. Gago for three. That one well short. Kylie Jensen, a great box out, and Grotzinger couldn't get close to it. Emily Smith immediately back into the game. And Nisbet will take a break. Callie Goulet will come in for Aubrey Dorn. 9:57 remaining here in regulation. 44-22 McDonald. Marley Hughes across the timeline at the foul line. Kick out to Emily Cooper. To Kylie Jensen, and Jensen with a walk. She had a nice fake, but just a little extra hop step there. Fresh, never frozen beef cooked up only after you order. It's the Butter Burger from Culver's. Have one today at Culver's of Lake Halley. Maybe when you get back after this one. Get real Wisconsin cheese curds as well, made with only the freshest Wisconsin cheddar, then deep fried, golden brown, and served hot. Where else but Culver's of Lake Halley, a great supporter of Chi High McDonald Athletics. Smith a little bit too long on a three-point attempt from the right wing. And out of bounds, Gago, a nice attempt at a save, but freshman not able to get to it in time. Sophie Schmidgall inbound to Emily Cooper. 9.5 and counting. Here in the second half from Ladysmith, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you at WOGO Sports. Zach Wycheck back at the Volvo Studios in Halley. Taken away from Kylie Jensen, the post by Clark. And now Ramilly Smith down the lane. Can't get the shot to fall, but a foul. And Smith will go to the line shooting two.
Foul on Marley.
Marley Hughes is second. Both here in the second half. Izzy Hartman's going to come in for McDonald. 9:16 remaining. Ramilly Smith, the senior, first free throw is good. So Smith has 5 points. Kylie Jensen out. Izzy Hartman in. Second free throw for Smith. Just as nice the second time. She has 6. The McDonald lead is 20, 44 to 24.
And the Mac girls here against this 1-3-1, that's exactly what they got to do, is attack the middle.
Hartman floats it back out to Emily Cooper. Cooper, tough defense on her by Gago. At the foul line, Hartman floats out to Schmidgall. Marley Hughes, top of the key, kick out. Emily Cooper, Cooper head fake. Drops back from Marley on the right wing. Marley to Sophie Schmidgall in the right corner. Finds Izzy Hartman. Hartman goes hard into the body of Allison Clark. Knocked out of bounds, staying with McDonald.
Thought she had a clearer shot, I think. She didn't realize that Ladysmith defender was there.
Three stacked at the foul line. Emily Cooper, the outlet in the right corner, is Marley Hughes to trigger. We'll throw it into Cooper right at the circle. Cooper show and go. Runner from the foul line. Good. That's the first points in the second half for Emily Cooper, and she has 20. The McDonald lead is 22. 46-24, 8:36 left in the second half. Cooper rips it away from Clark. Grotzinger took it from Callie Goulet as the ball was loose. Underneath, Gago offensive rebound. Her shot won't fall. And now Goulet rips it down, and they'll get Gago coming from behind.
Good hustle by the Ladysmith girls.
A couple opportunities there that just wouldn't go down as Cameron Kloss will come in. Aubrey Dorn back in for McDonald. Gago will exit for Ladysmith. Schmidgall out for Coach Cooper.
She has picked up her fourth.
Four team fouls on McDonald in the second half. 3 on Ladysmith. Emily Cooper taking it across the logo. Marley Hughes high on the left wing. Izzy Hartman left corner back to Marley. Fired over to Emily Cooper. Right at the circle. Drops down for Aubrey Dorn. Dorn touch pass to Hartman. Kick out. Work to Marley Hughes from Emily Cooper. Top of the post. Kick out. Cooper 4-3. That one good.
Looked real good.
The fifth three of the game for Emily Cooper. Started off a little slowly in the second half. Missed her first five. Now they'll start dropping for Emily as a three on the opposite side for Kloss. No good. And Dorn boxes out the shooter and gets the rebound. 49-24 McDonald. A 23 for Emily Cooper. Cooper on the right side. Outside the arc, drops at the high post. Aubrey Dorn turns from 15. Nice touch by Aubrey Dorn.
It's like a free throw.
Aubrey Dorn now with 13 points. 51-24, McDonough. Stepping back for three. And a beautiful shot by Raymalee Smith. She's just fun to watch.
Yes.
51-27. Donald still with a comfortable lead with 7:10 to go. Emily Cooper to Aubrey Dorn, left corner, back out to Cooper. Floats over, Marley Hughes. Hughes at the high post, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn turns, one bounce, kick out to Cooper on the left wing. Emily Cooper holds. Take a little time here to Marley Hughes.
Yeah.
Hughes back to Cooper, wide open, loads, fires for three, got two in a row.
Nothing but net.
Now Emily Cooper has found her rhythm.
I ran
26
out of,
in the game.
I ran out of threes on my score sheet here.
That's six in the game for Emily. Four in the first half, two so far in the second. Allison Clark up top. Use it for Kloss against Aubrey Dorn. 54-27 McDonald. And takeaway by Marley Hughes. Emily Cooper. Cooper hard into the lane. Beautiful Euro step. Shot won't go, but a foul, and Emily Cooper will go to the line for two. Giving us time to let you know that at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. As Emily Cooper hits the first, give her 27. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, CVOSM.com/WOGO. CVOSM.com/WOGO. You're listening to Max Basketball and WOGO Sports. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls as Emily Cooper notches a pair of free throws. She has 28. Timeout on the floor. We'll step out as well. Back in 60 seconds, this is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Crumbaker for three. Got it.
Eddie left side. Falling away for another three. 52 points. Eddie Mittermeier.
CFM has still got
shot.
Center right there. And it goes in. Yes. Addison Burnett with the goal.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Almost two-thirds of the way through the second half, 28 of the 56 points from McDonald have been put up by Emily Cooper. She's hit six threes and a turnover coming out of the timeout. Pass got away from Miranda Grotzinger. I believe this is a season high for Emily Cooper. I need to find out if this is a career high.
Yeah.
Cooper to Aubrey Dorn in the right corner, back to Cooper. Float it back to Aubrey in the right corner. Show and go, driving baseline, and picked up her pivot foot as she came to a jump stop. Previous high for Emily Cooper this season was 18 points. She surpassed that by 10.
Yeah.
Under six to go, 56-27. Allison Clark up top.
Piece of that one.
Raymalee Smith, Smith to Thorpe. Thorpe left elbow jumper. Back rim no. Aubrey Dorn long rebound. Dorn immediately looks ahead to Emily Cooper. Cooper will slow it down temporarily, weaving to Marley Hughes on the left wing. Back to Cooper. Cooper to the high post. Flip back out to Marley Hughes. Hughes, high pass for Aubrey Dorn. Holding, surveying, and Daisy Hartman. Hartman fires one down to Katie Ruff, who just came in on the timeout. Ruff couldn't quite get a handle on it. Grotzinger with the steal. Emily Smith across the timeline with 5:11 to play. Long cross-court pass to Grotzinger with those threes in the first half. Timeout taken.
30 seconds.
We'll be back in 30 seconds as well on WOGO Sports.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
McDonald Lady Max basketball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. It's 56-27. The Lady Max, as Lady Smith will inbound. Ramilly Smith across the timeline.
Right at the five-minute mark.
Smith gets it back from Gago, who's playing with those four fouls. Smith in the left corner. Nisbet open, look for three. Side of the rim, no. Thorpe offensive rebound goes up too strong, and Aubrey Dorn just clears that rebound, holds it high above her head with two hands. Emily Cooper to Sophie Schmidgall. 18-foot jumper, good for Sophie. Ooh. Good look there for Schmidgall. And she has six. 58-27, McDonald. Nice drive inside. Allison Clark now has 6 points of her own. Got good position inside the left block. Kylie Jensen will come in soon for McDonald. They lead 58-29. Aubrey Dorn snuck behind everyone. How do you lose a six-footer? Yes. I don't know, but Emily Cooper found her, and Dorn with 15. 60-29, McDonald. 4:10 to go. Nisbet. We'll take a long three. Oh. Aubrey Dorn swats down the pass, and she'll get it back from Katie Ruff. Ahead of the pack, Aubrey, easy two.
Oh, beautiful.
17 for Dorn, behind only Emily Cooper's 28. Again, we do think that's a career night for Cooper, as Cooper swats away a pass, and Katie Ruff gobbles it up. Trying in the breaks here to look up a few stats and see if this is a career high for Emily Cooper, and we'll hopefully have that for you by our post-glass post-game show.
Founder again.
Aubrey Dorn, wide open underneath the hoop. She chooses to drop it off to Katie Ruff. And Katie Ruff will go to the line.
Trying to get Katie Ruff into the book, and here's a chance.
Callie Goulet will come in. Ruff first free throw.
Got
nice. Good look there for the junior, Katie Ruff. Kylie Goulet in for Aubrey Dorn. Marley Hughes out. Kylie Jensen in. Katie Ruff, another opportunity. McDonald up 63-29. And
got
two
it.
In a row for Katie Ruff. Really nice stroke from the line for Katie Ruff. And overall, we'll talk to Coach Cooper about that in the postgame show as well. Their free throw shooting has just been outstanding tonight. Emily Smith, show and go, gets by her defender, pulls up from 14, right baseline, no. Rebound in a scrum, kicked out between the legs of a couple Ladysmith players before Allison Clark retrieves, goes to Nisbet in the left corner. Nisbet crosses over to Emily Smith out near midcourt. She avoids the trap with a pass to Allison Clark. Left corner, Nisbet, long cross court, skips, stolen away. Kylie Jensen, like a linebacker, stepped in front of that one. Jensen hits the brakes, dumps off Callie Goulet. Goulet goes up strong, shot won't fall, but a foul. Callie Goulet going to the line, shooting a pair. Well, Stelcher Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete, three generations of service, and proud to support local sports. Visit StelcherIncorporated.com. That's StelcherIncorporated.com. First free throw is good for Callie Goulet. And Goulet, that's her first points. Goulet shooting 33% from the foul line. That one looked strong. Katie Ruff out. Emily Thaller in. Thaller scored in the first half, the 5'11 senior. Emerson Clark back into this game for Nisbet. For Coach Joe Clark and Lady Smith, it's 65-29 McDonald. 3:01 left. Second attempt for Callie Goulet. Is good. 2 for 2 on that trip for Callie Goulet. 66-29 McDonald with under 3 minutes remaining. Allison Clark goes to sister Emerson. The seniors up top. Emerson Clark right corner. Gago. Back to Clark, floats to Allison Clark, left wing. Deep three on line, just a little bit too long, though. Emerson Clark tracks down the offensive rebound. Back to Allison Clark, long pass over to Ramilly Smith. She thought about a long three, doesn't take it. Emily Smith down the lane between three defenders. No, and pulling down the rebound, Thaler.
Nice rebound by Emily.
Emily Cooper across the timeline. Cooper leaves it over for Kylie Jensen. Back to Emily Cooper. Loads up for another three. Ooh. That one off the side of the rim and over the backboard and out of bounds. 28 for Emily Cooper. And she will sit with 2:15 remaining.
Marley Hughes back in.
Emily Smith, left wing, fights it over to Emerson Clark. Clark for three. That one doesn't quite nick the rim. And out of bounds to McDonald.
Emily Smith, when her three-pointer, she kind of wanted to let it go and kept her pivot foot down to the floor. Could have got called for the travel, but didn't.
Sophie Schmidtgall inside the arc, right wing. Kylie Jensen finds Callie Goulet. Goulet to Marley Hughes. Hughes to Jensen. Jensen for three. Back rim. Marley Hughes offensive rebound. Right back to Kylie. Kylie will drive into the paint. Slides a beautiful bounce pass to Thaler up and in for two.
That is nice.
Good work there by Jensen. Good finish by Thaler.
She gets herself in good shooting positions for easy layups.
68-29 McDonald. Minute 13 remaining. Emerson Clark, left wing, goes back to Raymalee Smith. Kick out Thorpe. Thorpe, open look for a three. Back rim, no. Rebound batted into the arms of Marley Hughes. Hughes will push ahead. Callie Goulet. Goulet hard at the rack and will earn another trip to the line. Callie Goulet will be shooting two, as Tori Thorpe said, no easy baskets in our house. And with 56.7, Callie Goulet, after a two-for-two trip the last time, will look for more here. First free throw, no good.
Get some subs in here. Kendall Heffer back in, and for the first time we see Chloe Flanagan.
See if even more names can get into the scoring column. As Callie Goulet, 3-for-4 on the night from the free throw line as she hits the second. And Kendall Heffer will sub in for Callie.
Chloe Flanagan out there as a freshman. They didn't have a JV game, so Coach Cooper brought a couple of younger girls with.
Ramilly Smith steps back for three, straight on. No, long rebound tracked down by Grotzinger. Now to Emerson Clark. Ramilly Smith with 39 seconds to play. Step back, 14-footer just inside the right elbow. No, rebound pulled down by Katie Ruff. Ruff, outlet to Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan across the logo with 28 seconds left. 69-29 McDonald. So now we are in a running clock, so I guess my Nostradamus skills aren't completely out of whack. Kylie Jensen for three, right of the circle. No offensive rebound. Out to Flanagan. Flanagan's pass stolen away by Gago. Gago, the freshman, against Jensen. Hard at the rim. No. But a foul. But I'm not sure that she will get a chance to shoot a free throw.
Yeah, looks like
well,
they're going to stop.
I think they're going to stop the clock. All right. So 5 seconds left, and Gago will shoot a pair here. And the first one rims out for the freshman.
More subs out there. I think these might be some more JV players.
Second is good for Gago, so she gets another free throw to end the game as Chloe Flanagan will dribble it out near midcourt to Thaler, and everyone calling for Thaler to shoot it, and she lofts a three right before the end of the game. McDonald wins in emphatic fashion on the road. Your final score from Ladysmith High School, the McDonald Lady Max 69 and the Ladysmith Lumber Jills 30. McDonald improves to 9-3 on the year. Ladysmith falls to 5-4. We'll talk with head coach Don Cooper in just a few moments. Here it's the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service and affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Stats, highlights, analysis, including a career night from Emily Cooper. That's all ahead in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports.
Hy-Vee's low price lockdown is just another reason you'll find a smile down every aisle. Saving you money is Hy-Vee's first priority, and the red low price lockdown tag means you're getting the lowest price in town. Hy-Vee shops the competition so you don't have to, and the lockdown symbol means you can rest assured those prices won't change unless they lower them. Making your life easier with the low price lockdown. Your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Welcome you into the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. McDonald 69, Ladysmith 30. That's your final here from Ladysmith High School. We're joined by head coach Don Cooper. And, Coach, a game where your team took the floor incredibly well. And, again, so many times we talk about shots are falling.
Right.
But defense is what leads the way for your team, and it did again tonight.
Absolutely, Caleb. You're absolutely right. So, again, when we struggle on offense, our defense is our best weapon. And so, again, it just proved it tonight. Ray Lynn Smith is an all-state guard, and we're able to hold her to whatever points. She's really good, and being able to contain her, that really helps us.
Absolutely. I mean, our average is 14 per game, and you held her to 9 here tonight. And she was all over the floor, and I think we were saying, just as broadcasters, enjoyed watching her play, but also enjoyed watching a granddaughter of yours put up a career-high 28 points tonight.
That's awesome.
What about your point guard?
Yes, my point guard, she just practices all the time. She plays all the time. This was a great test for us before the Cadet game, and these girls were ready mentally to come in and play hard.
Coach, talk about the first half to the second half, because Ladysmith came out, switched some things around defensively, and even though the game was never in doubt, I think you took a timeout there and said, we need to get our act together a little bit.
Well, again, they were just mixing it up really good, and they were just, our problem is we become impatient at times. There's no shot clock, you know, and we just, like, we got to shoot, you know, and instead of just being patient to get, like, Aubrey a touch or an easy layup, we just got to be more patient.
Coach, we talk about passing from your team as well, too, and a lot of attention does go and should go to Emily and to Marley. They are incredible passers. But we saw Aubrey Dorn a couple times tonight. Again, your six-footer grabs a rebound, is not just looking for an outlet pass or finding a guard. She's looking down the floor 30, 40 feet. I mean, it's just that skill level is something you can't really teach.
Aubrey's just so valuable to us in everything that she does, from her defense to her offense to her rebounding. She just is just playing at an upper level right now.
And finally, Coach, again, getting ready for that Cadet team. We know what they're capable of. We know what you're capable of. But, again, just mentally in a game like this where you got to see Emily Thaler score a couple buckets and Katie Ruff playing and you got some of your reserves in, that just has to help even just the psyche of a team to say, hey, we got everybody in. And you know, I would think that would help some of those practices before that Cadet game as well, too, to just, you know, have some of your reserves saying, hey, if I do my job when I get those minutes, I'm going to be rewarded for it. And it makes the whole team feel good to see everybody involved.
That's what we preach. We preach about everybody gets an opportunity and everybody plays and everybody practices hard, so it provides us with just a great balance.
Well, Coach, again, just a fantastic performance here tonight. It was a lot of fun making the trip up, and we'll see you guys. It's going to be a little break, unfortunately, until we see you guys again, but we're looking forward to continuing to follow McDonald Lady Max basketball, and a lot of great games coming up in the Western Clover Belt schedule. I know you have a lot of goals in front of you, and we'll check with you again in just a few weeks.
All right. Thank you, Caleb, for the great coverage.
That's head coach Don Cooper here on the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Now we'll take that 3.5-minute break so we can get your highlights all set for you. And again, you'll be hearing a lot of Emily Cooper in the second half. And check out the podcast for those first half highlights, as well as a career-high 28 points for Emily Cooper. But Aubrey Dorn, a phenomenal game in her own right. She'd scored 17 three straight games and surpass that tonight. We'll tell you all about it. Get Mark's thoughts as well. That's all ahead in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports. Again, the final score 69-30. McDonald wins by 39 on the road at Ladysmith. Back in a bit here on the Post Glass Postgame Show on WOGO Sports.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
From the glory years of Green Bay to conference and world championships in Madison and Milwaukee, true greatness doesn't just happen overnight. It's built over time. And at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls, they've built a tradition of excellence in dentistry with constant training and the latest technology, all while still providing you with friendly, family-centered dental care. Dedicated to excellence, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Crumbaker for three.
Got it.
Eddie left side. Falling away for another three. Wow. 52 points. Eddie Mittermeier.
CFM has still got that. Center right there. And it goes in. Yes. Addison Burnett with the goal.
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com. At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Guys, don't show up with gas station flowers on Valentine's Day. Get the Valentine's special from Evie Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. A dozen gorgeous roses or mixed flowers professionally arranged in a vase for just $75. Plus, receive a complimentary box of locally made chocolate sea salt caramels. But only for the wise men that order before January 25th. Evie Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. Downtown Chippewa Falls. Delivering anywhere in the Chippewa Valley. Call 723-7576 or order now at flowersandframing.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Ladysmith High School, home of the Lumber Jills, who fall prey to your McDonald Lady Max tonight, 69-30. McDonald improves to 9-3 on the season. They're still unbeaten in the Western Clover Belt Conference, but a big, big date coming up into their next game on Tuesday at Cadott. More on that in a few minutes. Ladysmith falls to 5-4 on the season, but still 4-1 and tied for third in a very tight top of the heart of the North with five teams all clustered there. Mark Maloney, impressive game for McDonald in both halves, and right away out of the gate they look strong. Second half had to adjust a little bit, but then really finished this game well.
Yes, they did. I mean, the first half they looked strong as it can be, and again, the free throw shooting was phenomenal tonight. So
I forgot to ask Coach Cooper about that.
Yes, and but you know, a little, I guess, something to work on here. In the first half, the McDonald girls had seven turnovers. Ladysmith had 10, and they just reversed that in the second half, where McDonald had 10 turnovers in the second half, and Ladysmith had 7. So maybe something to work on there for the girls. They're going to have to get that ready if they're going to play a strong team like Cadott coming up. But, again, it was a great opportunity for Coach Cooper to get a lot of different girls out on the floor. It's fun to see them girls that work their tails off in practice and get some nice game time out there. So, you know, hats off to those girls. They're always fun to watch them when they get out there. They're excited and to be, you know, more of a contributor during game time. So that's great to see. But, yeah, Emily Cooper shooting tonight was great, and Audrey Dorn is phenomenal with all the looks that she gets. And these girls are really, really playing well.
And 6 3-pointers for Emily Cooper. Looking at your scoring stats, Ladysmith with 5 players scoring, McDonald with 8. Ladysmith was led by Ramilee Smith. She had 9 points, but that is 5 points below her season average, but still just a fantastic game from the senior. Yeah. Allison Clark with 6. Miranda Grotzinger with 6 all in the first half. 6 for Marika Gago, the freshman as well, and then 3 for Ellie Nisbet. On the other side, how about Emily Cooper? A career high for the junior, 28 points. Again, we're seeing career highs for Eddie Mittermeier, now for Emily Cooper, and we'll just see how far they can go. But I did misspeak. Aubrey Dorn, again, has had 17 points in 3 straight games. I said she surpassed that. She didn't surpass it. But she got 17 again, 4 consecutive games with 17 points for Aubrey Dorn. So 28 from Emily Cooper, 17 from Aubrey Dorn, 6 for Sophie Schmidgall, 5 for Marley Hughes. But again, as always, some great passing from Marley. Yes. 4 for Izzy Hartman, 4 for Emily Thaler, 3 for Callie Goulet, and 2 for Katie Ruff to round out the scoring for McDonald.
Yes, and again, you know, that's some girls that are typically don't get out on the floor a whole lot, and getting them in the scoring book is phenomenal. So the hats off to those guys. And again, the assists that these girls get, it's just fun watching them with all the assists they make with Marley and Emily and you know, that feed into Aubrey Dorn. It's fun to watch them play. So, and again, you know, we're first week of January here. We got a lot of basketball coming up, and you can just about, I don't know, I don't want to say it, but I'm going to say it. There's going to be some good long runs in the playoffs here. You can tell these girls are just playing phenomenal.
And they're getting ready for it and battle-tested by this conference. And again, a huge game. Before we go, we'll talk about that one briefly. But we're going to take a quick 90-second break, then be back with your highlights here in the post-class post-game show. McDonald wins at 69-30. Back in 90 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Hy-Vee's low price lockdown is just another reason you'll find a smile down every aisle. Saving you money is Hy-Vee's first priority, and the red low price lockdown tag means you're getting the lowest price in town. Hy-Vee shops the competition so you don't have to, and the lockdown symbol means you can rest assured those prices won't change unless they lower them. Making your life easier with the low price lockdown. Your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
From the glory years of Green Bay to conference and world championships in Madison and Milwaukee, true greatness doesn't just happen overnight. It's built over time. And at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls, they've built a tradition of excellence in dentistry with constant training and the latest technology, all while still providing you with friendly, family-centered dental care. Dedicated to excellence, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Finishing up the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. This is how the second half sounded on WOGO as McDonald cruises to a 39-point win here on the road at Ladysmith. Dorn just erased that opportunity for Ladysmith. So it stays at 39-15. Minute gone by, no score in the second half. Izzy Hartman will try to change that, and she'll crash the hoop off a beautiful pass from Aubrey Dorn, and Hartman a great finish. Wing. Cooper floats up top. Aubrey Dorn between the circles to to Marley Hughes. Scoots it over to Emily Cooper. Cooper for three. Oh. That one off the front of the rim. Marley Hughes tracks down the rebound. Fires a pass deep down low. Andre Dorn up and in for two.
Nice pass. Nice find there by Marley.
Left wing. Izzy Hartman left corner back to Marley. We'll fire it over to Emily Cooper. Right at the circle. Drops down for Aubrey Dorn. Dorn touch pass to Hartman. Kick out. Work to Marley Hughes from Emily Cooper. Top of the post. Kick out. Cooper 4-3. That one good.
Looked real good.
And 23 for Emily Cooper. Cooper on the right side. Outside the arc. Drops at the high post. Aubrey Dorn turns from 15. Nice touch by Aubrey Dorn.
Just like a free throw.
Bounce kick out to Cooper on the left wing. Emily Cooper holds. Take a little time here to Marley Hughes.
Yeah.
Hughes back to Cooper. Wide open. Loads. Fires for three. Got two in a row.
Nothing but net.
60-29. McDonald. 4:10 to go. Nisbet. Won't take a long three. Oh. Aubrey Dorn swats down the pass, and she'll get it back from Katie Ruff. Ahead of the pack, Aubrey, easy two.
Beautiful.
Finds Callie Goulet. Goulet to Marley Hughes. Hughes to Jensen. Jensen for three, back rim. Marley Hughes offensive rebound. Right back to Kylie. Kylie will drive into the paint. Slides a beautiful bounce pass to Thaler up and in for two.
That is nice.
Good work there by Jensen. Good finish by Thaler. And that's how the second half sounded here on WOGO Sports. Thank you for joining us from Ladysmith High School. McDonald wins by 39, 69 to 30. And before we go here, just because it's going to be a bit, Mark Maloney, until we see these McDonald Lady Macs, just kind of the way the schedule worked out, next time we'll see them will be on the 27th of January against Osseo Fairchild. But in between, they've got a big game at Fall Creek on the 24th. But, of course, what's really, really looming is Cadott, and they will be playing Cadott at home coming up this Tuesday. That is a huge game. Coach Huzga has his team playing incredibly well, 12-0 on the season, 6-0 tied with McDonald at the top of the conference. This is a Cadott team that, it's not scary. McDonald doesn't need to be scared of anyone, really at any level, but this is a Cadott team that I know they want a conference championship very badly, just like McDonald does. And so, I mean, it's a clash of titans on Tuesday.
Yeah, and Cadott, you know, has paid their dues. You know, they've been down at the bottom of the conference and then in the middle of the conference, and now they're at the top of the conference, and that's just, you know, some of them younger girls coming to maturity there. So, you know, hats off to Coach Huzga and getting them girls playing. So I know they got some good players there. So,
and a senior laden team as well.
Yes.
Too, again, they get some contributors in other places as well, but I mean, you could tell even last year McDonald got the better of them twice, but I mean, Cadott was the only team I believe to beat Osseo Fairchild in conference play last year, when Osseo Fairchild got the better of McDonald a couple times and in some phenomenal games, and so this is a Cadott team that has experience, has talent, and so we wish McDonald the best in that one, and it should be just a fantastic game to see, and folks saying, why in the world, Wogo, are you not covering that game? Well, we also have some incredibly talented other teams that we broadcast for, and so we can't miss the opportunity as well. How the schedule worked out this year, we have Chi-Hi Hockey, ranked number 2 in the state in Division 1 at Eau Claire Memorial at Hobbs, and of course, that is just a phenomenal rivalry to of the best teams in the state, so you're not going to want to miss that game.
Yeah.
That's at 6:40 on Tuesday. So, again, trying to do the best we can to cover both schools, and we just have a slew of fantastic teams here, and congratulations to Coach Schilling and his boys, still unbeaten. They notched yet another victory last night against Stanley Boyd. Eddie Mittermeier, we saw him go off for 52 last time out. He got his 1,000th point in that game.
Did
so,
he really?
Again, it helps, and you kind of figure, oh, well, maybe we'll be able to cover Eddie in his game where he scores 1,000 points. When you put up 52 in a game, it kind of throws that off a little
exactly.
bit, too. So, but congratulations, Eddie Mittermeier. And we have two huge games next week for the McDonald boys. Huge, huge in conference. On the road at Fall Creek on the 12th of January, 6:55 start. And then 1 week from, not tonight, but 1 week from this afternoon, a matinee game at Bloomer on the 14th, 1:40 p.m. pregame there. So stay tuned for that. And also on the boys' basketball side, Mark Halverson, Dave Check with the call. Chi-High boys' buckets against Oakland Memorial on the 13th of January. So a very full week for WOGO Sports. We're looking forward to it.
Yes, again, you know, appreciate WOGO covering all of the local sports and all the sponsors that we have there, too. It's phenomenal. And, again, what a year, you know, with all these teams playing as well as they are. You know, you wish you could do it all, but you can't. And, again, best of luck to all these guys, you know, the girls playing the Cadott and Chi-High and hockey and everything else, you know. They're going to go out there and play their best, whether we're here or not.
And for folks wondering as well, too, we did schedule the second matchup against Cadott, which, again, could have a lot of conference title
yes.
implications, that one on February 10th. So, again, good Lord willing, we'll have that one on the 10th at Cadott, the 10th of February at Cadott. So looking forward to that. Complete sports schedule and podcasts available at WOGO.com. That'll do it. From our broadcast here from beautiful Ladysmith High School up in the Northwoods, thank you to Zach Wycheck back in the WOGO studios in Halley, keeping things running smoothly at the home base. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson saying goodnight from Ladysmith. Once again, your final score, McDonald, Lady Max basketball, 69, Ladysmith 30. This has been a presentation of McDonald Athletics on WOGO Sports. Good night from Ladysmith.
WOGO, your sports station.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO. Your sports station.